from the WGXC newsroom. This is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Green. Sarah Tampton reports for Columbia Green Media that the village and town officials in Catskill are considering creating a new sewer district for a resort on Landon Avenue. Last summer, Catskill's Town Planning Board approved a summer camp for acidic special needs children at the former Polis's Family Vacation Resort, where up to 180 people could be staying at any time. Village trustees would add a sewer line and pump station to the property and, like the Catskill Golf Course, that needed additional water lines, the sewer line and pump station would be installed at the owner's expense. The estimated cost is about $100,000. Catskill resident Joseph Koloski said, and I quote, "I don't understand why the board allowed them to open without the septic system being completely okayed," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Churchill reports in the Times Union that Tony German, the retired two-star general running in the Republican primary to take on Representative Antonio Delgado, announced January 13th and into his campaign. German, a former adjutant general of the New York National Guard, said he hasn't raised enough money to keep his campaign operating. That leaves just Michael Roth, who lives in Ellenville and Brooklyn, and runs a nonprofit charity called Ulster Heights Kingdom, which received no contributions and generated no revenue in 2018. Roth has 7 followers on Twitter. The other candidate is Ola Hawatme, a fashion designer who grew up in Poughkeepsie, but has lived in St. Louis most of her life and moved back to Dutchess County 4 months ago. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro said last week he will not run for this congressional seat. Churchill writes that Bartle Bull, a writer and businessman in Dutchess County, and I quote, is being mentioned, end quote, though he does not say by whom, as someone who might run for the 19th congressional seat. Republican Donald Trump won the 19th district by 7 points in 2016. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Caitlin Oprisco at Politico reports that Representative Sean Maloney endorsed Joe Biden for the Democratic nomination for president on January 13th. Republican President Donald Trump won Maloney's lower Hudson Valley congressional district by 2 points in 2016. He said, and I quote, "He's just got the unique combination of experience and decency that I think are going to win voters like the ones I represent," end quote. Maloney originally backed Texas-based Representative Beto O'Rourke, who has since given up his campaign. He said that O'Rourke's exit from the race allowed Maloney, and I quote, "to focus on who I think would be the strongest candidate," end quote. Read more about this story at the Politico website. Amanda Freeze reports in the Times Union that the Albany County Democratic Committee endorsed Michelle Hinchey over Greene County businessman and activist Gary Greenberg for the nomination for the District 46 State Senate seat. Incumbent George Amador is among 9 Republican state senators not running for re-election this year. Democrats from Gilderland, New Scotland, Byrne, Coeymans, Knox, Rensselaerville, and Westerlo interviewed the candidates before making the endorsement. County Committee Chairperson Jack Flynn said, and I quote, "Michelle has the expertise and dedication to help grow the local economy, ensure future investments in our local infrastructure and our public schools, and be a strong advocate for our needs in the state Senate. My colleagues and I in the Albany County Democratic Committee look forward to working hard to elect Michelle Hinchey to serve as our next state senator," end quote. Greenberg blamed party bosses for him not getting endorsed. He said in an email statement, and I quote, "We flipped their Senate and Child Victims Act is now law. I defeated powerful bosses and special interest groups with money to flip the Senate and see that the Child Victims Act, Aaron's law, passed. I'm not concerned with party bosses. I'm concerned with helping people in the 46th Senate District," end quote. And she said her priorities included, and I quote, "economic development, increased access to broadband, and continuing to protect our precious family farmland and natural resources," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.